many stocking retailers buy deals from manufacturers. It's usually not seconds, it's usually discontinued, so the color doesn't match the samples that are out there. And when you order, you don't say, give me this, give me this, give me this. You get whatever they're going to give you. And some of that are the oranges and the colors that they haven't sold, and so probably whoever gets it is going to have the same kind of problem. Talk about that end of it, and how do you get rid of some of these oranges and things that the mill couldn't sell?
Well, part of the secret of that, when you do end up with particularly the different colors, I've known several retailers who have successfully had a flea market or consignment type operations where the clientele that goes to them has an affinity for the blues, the reds, the greens, the oranges. They're looking for them and unhappy because they cannot find them at a normal retail store. You're not going to walk in and find hot pink at Home Depot. So they go to a swap meet, as it were, and they see a remnant of hot pink. They are incredibly excited and willing to pay way more yard for it than you actually have in it because they haven't been able to find the weird colors. The Orange County Flea Market in California, there was a dealer I worked with, and there was a 10 by 20 booth of all the weirdness that was left over there every week, and it sold.
Somebody buys it.
Yes.
And I've also been in these stocking stores that have a multitude of remnants up against the wall. That's sort of what you're talking about, except it's in a different setting. But that inside a store, is that a popular way to get rid of some of this inventory that's unattractive?
The problem is most of the people on the consumer side, when they come and say, I'm looking for a remnant, that is consumer code for what you have for $20. And so it is useful for people to be able to say, hey, I've got something, if you can get perceived value and discount into it. You know, it's the $180, now $90. It's the $742, now only $376. And by doing so, that there's a perceived value there, that they feel they're getting a deal. The biggest challenge, and why a lot of dealers who do sell REMs and have developed a reputation in the marketplace for it, end up buying REM packages, is because, unfortunately, as we all know, we sell a sea of beiges. And there's nothing exciting about a wall of different beiges. And you cannot explain to this customer, but that's 4.5 twists and this is 6.5. You'll really like this better.
Last question. Is there a rule of thumb? Say a retailer has 7 items, you know, up on a shelf in the warehouse that have been there way too long and he knows he has to get rid of. But in terms of pricing, you know, are there no-nos that you'd never want to do this, or just depending how desperate you are?
It's a matter of finding the marketplace for it. The answer may be, I can make 30 points on it, I can make 10 points on it, or I'm damn lucky to get 75 cents a yard for it. And, I mean, as you know, there are people in this industry who specialize in buying that stuff up for 50 or 75 cents a yard. If you absolutely can't sell it to anybody, and God knows where they sell it.
But there's somebody out there in every market that are probably going to take it at something, no matter how ugly it is.
Well, one of the ways to get rid of some of that, too, is in a lot of marketplaces, you can find lower-end apartment complexes that are individually owned by a group of doctors or whatever it happens to be, and they do all their own maintenance work. They really don't care whether carpet matches from one side to the other. They will put different colors in different rooms and will happily buy, that may well be below your cost, but they'll get it out of your warehouse, because that's the other piece people don't think about. You're spending money every month for that space. If you didn't have it, you could spend less.